rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for. On the show, I play new, local and international punk rock, and I also do interviews with members of punk bands and people from the punk rock scene. If you'd like to check out the previous interviews, episodes of Rocket from Russia, and the list of upcoming shows in Vancouver, head down to my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com. Great success!
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts at citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
Where's the Daves? I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
These are the days of our lives.
Let's go! Let's go!
It's Friday, the 23rd of October, 2015, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the palatial student nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, the East Van Opry is back for a third time at the Rio Theater tomorrow night. About a dozen of Vancouver's best country roots blues artists take the stage, and we'll play as many of them as we can find. Plus our usual rundown of what to see and do this weekend, and another preview of our Remembrance Day special. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for independent, local theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. So tomorrow night at the Rio Theater at Hastings and Commercial, it's the third annual East Van Opry. This is one of the best live shows you're likely to see all year. It's an eclectic mix of some of the best in Vancouver's country, roots, and blues music in the tradition of the Grand Old Opry with a little bit of the old East Van style. Lots and lots of great local artists are going to be in this. Some old favorites, some people we haven't heard from before, some people we haven't heard from for a long time. They're coming back too. And we're going to kick things off. We're going to play as much as we can find. Anyway, we've got a lot of the CDs. We got a lot of the stuff online on Bandcamp and that kind of thing. So we're going to do what we can to preview this show because it's going to be a lot of fun. So we're going to kick things off with guitar genius Paul Piggott. This is a track from his recording with Cousin Harley, and it's called Whiskey Highway.
Side to side. I bored out my block, I got a brand new overdrive. Now she ain't much to look at, but I ain't no prince. She's 110 from the get-go and I'm in a pinch. Now you might wonder why I need a ride that is so fast, with all those bells and whistles and that nice box, I guess. My family's business is different than most, and outside the law, you see, to run a booze for 100 years from my corn distillery. Whiskey Highway, roam from town to town. Oh, Whiskey Highway never lets me down. That Regent's Lighthouse Bar is my only friend, so I guess I'll hit that highway again. The back's all full of corn liquor, and I got a tank full of gas. A 350 under the hood, and I got a smoky on my ass. So I guess I'll put the pedal to the floor and lay that hammer down. And by the time that smoke starts to be my dust, I won't be around. Whiskey Highway, roam from town to town. Oh, Whiskey Highway never lets me down. That place is my last ball, is my only friend. So I guess I'll hit that highway again. All my life, or so it seems. Just like my pappy, guess it's something in my genes. But I ain't a bad man, I just do what I choose. Having me a good old time with that corn liquor booze. So if you'd like to take a dip, or you'd like to have a taste, just give my family a call and I'll be there post-haste. Cause I like my job and I love to drive, and you can bet your ass. So all you folks, a real good time in every town I pass. Whiskey Highway, roam from town to town. Whiskey Highway never lets me down. That place is my last ball, is my only friend. Well, guess I'll hit that highway again. Oh, Whiskey Highway,
highway,
roam from town to town. Oh, Whiskey Highway never lets me down. That place is my last ball, is my only friend. Well, guess I'll hit that highway again.
Fidelity, hurt and pain can make a man cruel and insane. She took on a man, I killed him dead and laid him out where she lay her head. Now, Mr. Hangman, check your trap. If you were in my place, I swear you would do.
Yeah, that's Colleen Renison, and she's going to be performing along with about a dozen other acts at the East Van Opry, which is tomorrow night at the Rio Theater, and we're doing a kind of a special preview of all the stuff you can hear at that on today's Dave Radio. Hi, it's Radio Dave with you on the radio here at noontime here on CITR. And who do we hear from? We heard, first of all, we heard from Paul Piggott with Cousin Harley. And a catchy little tune called Whiskey Highway. And then we heard from Jimmy Roy's Five Star Hillbillies, because that's the name of the most recent recording they've got. But he's going to be playing with a group called the, what are they called now? Got to get in front of me now. Here we go. They're called the Gastown Revelers. And this is a group that jams at the Revel Room in sunny Gastown every Wednesday night. And it's a pretty tight little group. Jimmy Roy's there, and Joni, and the guy who runs the place is the lead singer. And it's a great group. And they're going to be performing along this thing as well. And then, of course, you just heard from Colleen Renson, who is also going to be part of that. And let's see here. Yeah. So that's going on at the Rio tomorrow night. We got other stuff to tell you about that's also going on, but we're going to hear from this first.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle with your host, Dan N., the real authentic country. Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
lightning flashing, thunderstorm,
thunderstorm,
thunderstorm.
Thank you for stopping that. If you actually want to learn more about weather, join the UBC Storm Club. For more information, email us at stormubc@gmail.com. Stop playing those cheesy songs and tune into News 101 Mondays and Fridays for your CITR weather forecast.
I wish they'd bring back Paperclip Club. That was my favorite.
The UBC Ski and Snowboard Club is a nonprofit, democratic, student-run organization dedicated to promoting the sports of skiing and snowboarding and the associated lifestyle.
We endeavor to make skiing and snowboarding accessible and fun by actively seeking out the best deals and discounts for our members, as well as organizing trips to local ski areas and setting up numerous social events.
Come on one of our legendary trips and explore the glory of riding in British Columbia. Or join us at the bar to discover the true meaning of debauchery. Ask your roommate, ask your parents, ask the RCMP. Who has the most fun at UBC? You'll get the same answer. The Ski and Snowboard Club.
Yeah. Joining the Ski and Board Club is easy. Come by our office, sub 115, anytime with some money to become a member. Your membership gives you access to all the deals offered by our sponsors, cheap beverages at our parties, an invitation to all club events, and of course, only members can come on the trips.
All right, let's take a look and see now what's going on around town in Vancouver and the surrounding communities on stage. We've got, first of all, at the Powell Theater in Cole Harbour. It's Western Gold Theater's production of The Dining Room. We had a great interview with Chelsea and Anna from that production last week. This is a it's a very unique play. It it takes place in a dining room, and there's about... there's like about a dozen different stories going on, kind of in and out, passing through six actors playing about 50 different characters, and all about how important life decisions center around the dining room table. It's a great play. It's really worth checking out. And it's at the Pal Studio Theater on Cardero Street in Cole Harbour at 7:30 tonight, two shows tomorrow, and a matinee on Sunday. At the Havana Theater on Commercial Drive, 20-something theaters doing Tender Napalm. This is a very interesting show. It's explosive, an explosive, poetic, and brutal, high-impact, high-concept play that explores the landscape that is the relationship between a man and a woman. It's got poetry, it's got dance, it's got movement, it's got some great performances. Friend of the show, Sean Harris Oliver, is in it, and that's happening at the Havana Theater tonight and tomorrow night. And then Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock, there's a Pay What You Can matinee, so come by and drop a few bucks in on that. At Pacific Theater at 12th and Hemlock, Smoke on the Mountain. If you like the music we're playing this hour, you're definitely going to love going to see Smoke on the Mountain. That is on tonight and tomorrow, and there's a matinee on Sunday afternoon as well. And that's at the Pacific Theater at 12th and Hemlock. And this is a play about a traveling group, a family of gospel musicians in about the 1930s, and just some really great tunes in that one. We had them on in here a couple of weeks ago as well, singing their songs. So check that one out. If you like acrobats, there's a very unique acrobatic team from Australia doing called A Simple Space, and their show is at the York Theatre on Commercial Drive. That's happening tonight and tomorrow. Involved with the Vancouver East Cultural Centre, as you know, the York Theatre is aligned with them. We've also got at the Historic Stage at Venables in Victoria, Productive Obsession, The Damage is Done, A True Story. This is a collaboration between Dr. Gabor Mate and Rita Bozzi, who is I think she's a counselor, but she's also an actor and a performer. And Dr. Mate might be familiar to some of you. He is a leader in, he did a lot of work with people with addiction problems in the downtown east side. He worked in a hospice dealing with people who are dealing with terminal illness. And a lot of his work is around dealing with early childhood traumas and how they affect us in later life. And he and Rita Bozzi have combined their various disciplines and put together this very unique story. Dr. Mate's story itself is very interesting about how when he was an infant, he was separated from his mother for a while because of Nazi occupation and how that affected the rest of his life. So this is, I think this is going to be a really interesting show. Anyway, it's at the Culture. Starting this weekend at the Culture Lab, which is right next door. Vancouver Asian Canadian Theatre Empire of the Sun continues. And this is Tetsuro Shigematsu's personal story about his relationship with his father. At the Bernie Legg Theatre in New Westminster, Other Desert Cities by John Robin Bates. This is a riveting tale of politics, passion, and family secrets, full of razor-sharp dialogue, unexpected turns, and surprising revelations. Mm-hmm. Watch out for the bag of M&Ms. It's Skinny Fat Jacks. They're continuing with the month-long Friday night, late-night double feature from Spectral Theatre. They usually just do one show a month, but because it's Halloween, they've got shows every week. Live radio-style performance of classic horror and mystery shows. So check that one out. Back Alley Behind Slickety Jims at 18th and Main tonight, starting sharp at 9 o'clock. Get your tickets early. If you're an opera fan, Opera Pro Cantanti is doing Nabucco by Verdi, and that is happening Sunday at 7 o'clock at the Cambrian Hall at 17th and Main. In White Rock at the Coast Capital Playhouse, Death of a Salesman by Arthur Miller continues this weekend. And in North Van, we've got I Wish, which is a co-production of Teatro Elsinore from Italy and Presentation House Theatre in Vancouver. And this is it's called I Wish, and it's part of the Boomerang Documents of Poverty and Hope series. This is an international project giving young people the chance to express their views on migration, poverty on the stage, and the web. And then the usual Sunday night comedy stuff, the East Van Comedy Show at the Havana Theater on Sunday with Instant Theater. And that's at 7:30 and 9 o'clock. And then also on Sunday at the Fox Cabaret at 7th and Main, it's the Sunday service. Always great fun with that. At the Rio Theater, there's some cool stuff going on this weekend. Aside from the East Van Opry that we're already talking about, Northern Soul, which is a drama, or not a drama, kind of a musical history about the soul music trend in Northern England in the 50s and 60s. That's at 4:15 today and Sunday at 4:15 as well. And then tonight, there's two movies for you Marlon Brando fans, sort of the definitive biographical documentary on the story of Marlon Brando called Listen to Me, Marlon, at 6:45, and that'll be followed immediately at 8:45 by A Streetcar Named Desire. And the Rio's midnight show tonight is Beetlejuice at midnight, costumes highly encouraged. Say it once, say it twice, third time's a charm. Beetlejuice at the Rio tonight. And then, let's see, also tomorrow afternoon, sorry, yeah, midnight tonight, Beetlejuice, tomorrow afternoon, 3:15, Naomi Klein's Avi Lewis's movie, but it's based on Naomi Klein's book, Shock Doctrine. A movie is called This Changes Everything, and it's a documentary on how governments and corporations use tragedies to their advantage. And that's at 3:15 tomorrow afternoon at the Rio Theater. The East Van Opry tomorrow night at 9. And then Sunday afternoon, Northern Soul again. And then at 7:30, for all you boarders and skaters, LRG 1947. Admission is free for this feature-length film about skateboarding and skateboard culture. And then 9:30, it's an 80s action horror comedy fantasy movie called The Monster Squad, Sunday at 9:30 at the Rio Theater. So that's a quick look at what's going on around town this weekend. If I missed anything, or you have something that you would like to have included in this list for next week's show, just drop us a line at DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com or share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page. Good. All right. So let's move on. Let's get back to some more music. Once again, we're highlighting the East Van Opry tomorrow night at the Rio Theater. And we're going to go on now to some music by Robert Saracen Blake. This is a tune called India or Spain.
Ford Venture. Of course I came and I waited for your kisses. And I'm waiting for a train, and the train like you will leave me somewhere south of where we are. If I got any money, going to a barn, of course you won't be there. So I'll have to drink too. I'll toast to your eyes, dive into the blue. If I'm feeling good, I might write a few lines on a scrap or a coaster. In the air or in my mind, and I'll carry it around. No, I may never send it. Nights like that don't come back. Try to make it happen, you just end it. Like the laundry hanging in the air. Like the mail, it's bound to get there. Gone like those of me. Momentum swallowed us. Nothing left to heed. We're in it for the party. We're in it for the show. We're in it for the night. Then we had to go. I see pictures and I laugh out loud. Jokes I remember. Like all the little towns. Sitting on the porch. Divvy up the cash. Now I sit on the train and laugh. There's a song in my head. It's the one you sang about the chances and the changes on the feet and the brain. I'm sure I got the lyric wrong. Still, it's pretty good. I'd kiss you if I could. I will roll the old cherry along. Highway to straight and long. Everett to Maine, all around the Great Lakes. Never know how long it's gonna take. So I wish you the best. You know we're already good. Doesn't get much better. Those nights in the woods. Everything else pales. Beautiful days.
coming back very soon.
Everybody's hit parade. If I could move so free, envy got a good hold on me. I'm a bird, can't land on my own happy tree. Envy won't leave me be.
Oh, hey, finished that kind of quick, didn't she? Who is that? That is Annie Lou, Annie Louise Genist, who is also going to be performing along with Archie Pateman from Cumberland and of the Cumberland Brothers. And they'll be teaming up tomorrow night at the Rio Theater at the Vis Van Opry. Just an amazing show. This is the third annual event. It's at the Rio Saturday night, starting at 9 o'clock. It's this great live show with about a dozen different, local, country roots music bands, musicians, stuff. Yeah. Reading and thinking at the same time. Not my strong suit. Anyway, if you want to get tickets, you get them advance. You get them in advance at places like High Life, Red Cat, Zulu, or Neptune. You can also get them at the Rio Theater online, or you can pay $23 at the door. Definitely something, you know, you don't want to miss this show. This is going to be great. All right, something else that's going to be great. Coming up on November 11th, as a special Remembrance Day program, we're putting together a documentary called At Home and Overseas. It's based on a book called Six War Years, Canada 1939 to 1945. And it's a dramatization of an oral history. It's interviews that were done in the early 70s with people that were involved in World War II, either as soldiers, as family members at home. Maybe they had important jobs to the war. Maybe their kids who were teenagers at the time and what their memories of that era was. All kinds of different stories and lots of great music. And that's going to be happening on November 11th at 6:30 in the morning till 8 o'clock. But if you miss that, you don't get up that early, then just watch for the podcast at CITRCA. And if you want to get a taste of what that's going to sound like, listen to this.
I was posted to Edmonton, Air Force. Now, this is the time of the start of the Alaska Highway, and Yanks, for Christ's sakes, Yanks everywhere. Mary, my wife, and young Tommy are first. They come out, and we live in a hotel and on an Air Force sergeant's pay. You try it sometime. But we're looking for a house, see? We try everything. Little limericks into classified ads, real clever stuff. Funny, but not a nibble. I make friends in the Queen's Beer Parlor with a guy in the circulation room at the Bulletin so I can get the paper first, and Mary and I rush out there, and there's three in line already. This is the way it is. 1 month goes by, 2 months, another. Hell, it looks like a divorce could be coming up. And we love each other. But three in a hotel room, about 10 by 12? Try it, my friend. Just try it. So we're trying this tip again from my pal in the paper circulation, and we can't afford cabs, so we take the rock and roll trolley out there, and well, same old story, third in line. We're coming home about 5 o'clock, and I'm desperate. She's desperate. We're both desperate. And I say, Mary, old girl, when this car stops next, somebody's going to get on and walk up to me and say, would we like a suite, big, nice and warm, good for kids, good for parties? I went on like that, just as a joke. And so, the next stop. Screech, clunk, clank, and somebody walks down the aisle. He's a guy I had worked with once, a nice guy. He's in the Army, and he's got this big house in the west end of Edmonton, and the guy who's in the upstairs suite, he suddenly posted that day to Helangon, and his wife is going back east, and there's this suite. Harry, he says, it's yours if you want it. I think my wife started to cry. I'm not sure, but I know I was damn close to tears, too.
Grab your coat, get your hat, leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Don't you hear the pitter-pat, and that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over. If I never had a cent, I'd be as rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Right Honorable W.L. Mackenzie King, Prime Minister of Canada, speaking from Ottawa.
There is no home in Canada, no family, and no individual whose fortunes and freedom are not bound up in the present struggle.
This Remembrance Day, CITR presents At Home and Overseas. More than two dozen Vancouver actors recreate the personal stories of those who experienced firsthand what life was like in Canada during the Second World War. Wednesday, November 11th, from 6:30 to 8 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. Or look for the podcast at citr.ca.
We're gonna hang out the washing on the Siegfried line. Have you any dirty washing, mother dear? We're gonna hang out the washing on the Siegfried line, 'cause the washing day is here. Whether the weather may be wet or fine, we'll just rub along.
My address is 2904 Salisbury Street.
I can't understand you. You need to speak English.
Hey, Polly, that remark is totally inappropriate. I know you're new here, but this is a safe harbor office.
We're committed to treating all of our clients respectfully.
What would you do if you were this witness? Safe Harbor Respect for All provides diversity workshops across Canada with funding from the Government of Canada. Visit safeharbor.ca. Respect for All. Pass it on.
Time now to take a look at the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions, calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for all roles. Now, the first thing is we've got the Laramie Project, which is a piece that was written in reaction to the brutal beating and murder of Matthew Shepard, where Moises Kaufman went to the town of Laramie and got the did an oral history and got the reactions of the people in the community as to what led up to that event and what the aftermath of that was about. It's a powerful piece of theater. It's a great thing to be involved in. And they have a call out for actors right now. Most of the cast has been set, but they still need two women and one man. And if you are interested in doing this, the show will be running in March and the auditions are happening this weekend. And you will be asked to play multiple roles in the production. The ages range, the age ranges of the actors reflect the age ranges of the characters they'll be asked to play. So if you're interested in that, let's see the contact information. It's Tomosura Productions. And, you can find that, find out more information about that at the, Vancouver Public Library auditions notice. Surrey Little Theatre doing Funny Little Thing Called Love in January. Their auditions are the 26th and 27th of this month. SurreyLittleTheatre.com has more information on that. North Van Community Players doing The 39 Steps, the comedy mystery stage version of the classic Hitchcock film. That's going up in February at Hendry Hall, and their auditions are the 25th and 27th of October. Fighting Chance Productions doing Cats, the musical, Jellicoe Cats, in February and March, and that's happening in White Rock and in Vancouver, and it's two productions or two runs. The White Rock run will be in January, and the Vancouver run will be in February and early March. The auditions are next Saturday, October 31st. They're looking for talented dancer mover types who can also sing. Especially interested in anyone who's got special talents like gymnastics or tumbling or tap dancing, that kind of stuff. It is Fighting Chance's goal to cast their shows with at least 50% new people to the company. So if you've never done a Fighting Chance production before, always go out and to their auditions, because there's a really good chance you'll get a shot. You'll get cast into this one. Metro Theatre doing Five Women Wearing the Same Dress. That's happening in February as well. Their auditions are in November 1st and 2nd. So that's just a week away. And then White Rock Players doing Boeing Boeing by Mark Camaletti. This is a classic 60s comedy about, classic farce about too many doors and too many people running in and out of them and mistaken identity and mistaken engagements and all kinds of crazy things like that. Four Women, Two Men. It's happening in March. The auditions are November 5th and 9th in White Rock. And Highland United's productions are doing Fiddler on the Roof in March. Their auditions are November 8th and 9th at Highland United Church in North Vancouver. And if you know anything about Russian dancing, that would be an advantage for you. One more audition. It's not till December, but you should know about it now. It's an Agatha Christie play directed by our dear friend Paul Klogman at Metro Theatre. The play itself runs in April and May, and the auditions are in December, and that's at Metro Theatre at 1370 Southwest Marine Drive. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for all roles. If you want details on these or other audition notices, go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at VPL.ca. And if you have a notice that you would like to have read on Dave Radio, then contact us. Share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page or email Dave Radio at Dave Radio Podcast at hotmail.com. More music now from another group that's going to be performing at the Rio tomorrow night at the East Van Opry. This is the... This is John Reichman and the Jaybirds.
Mm-hmm. hurry up and harvest. Possum's getting hungry. Ain't no sense to putting off what I gotta do today.
Ice and snow play hide and seek while my garden sleeps below. When winter storms close in on me, I dream of things to grow. But the days creep by so slow.
Then it's hurry up and harvest. Jack Frost is coming early. I put away my fishing pole, there's no time to play. I better hurry up and harvest. Possum's getting hungry. Ain't no sense putting off what I've got to do today.
Balloon. the rush is on.
Oh, yeah. That's Barbara Adler and 10,000 Wolves, North to Alaska. One of many groups that will be at the Rio Theater tomorrow night. I'll give you the full list right now. Paul Piggott, Speeding West, Gastown Revelers, Colleen Renison, Anne Louise Genest and Archie Pateman, The Neon Stars, John Reichman, Barbara Adler and 10,000 Wolves, Robert Sarazen Blake, The Rio Ponchos, Twin Bandit, J.J. Lavallee, and Madeline McCollum is going to be clogging there, too. Don't want to miss that. Tomorrow night at the Rio, the East Van Opry. Wow, it's awfully quiet. Anyway, that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Special shout out this week to everyone who went out and voted on Monday and in the advance polls, too. Thanks for taking the time to make a difference. That was the easy part. Now we have a new government and a new prime minister and lots of promises for changes in policy and attitudes and behavior, and it's up to us to make sure they keep those promises. Stay active, write letters, attend rallies, post on Facebook, tweet, and make every effort to keep these folks honest. They're there to work for us. Keep reminding them. Let's get it right for a change. Thunderbird Sports this weekend. We got men's hockey tonight at 7 o'clock. Versus University of Manitoba. That's streaming on CITR.ca. Volleyball tomorrow, also against the Bisons, with the women's game at 5, the men's game at 6:30, right here on CITR 101.9 FM. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to us at Dave Radio Podcast at hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. Stick around. Eleanor and Erica are here with Fen Concept, and then there's Napkin Boy at 3:30 with Nardwar the Human Serviette Presents. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Bye-bye.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
CITR's annual band competition is in its 30th year of promoting new local bands and providing great prizes. It happens every Tuesday at Pat's Pub and Brew House at 403 East Hastings. So come check out the talent while they compete to win studio time, features in Discorder magazine, buttons, merch, and more. Enjoy locally made beer, pool, and CITR DJs spinning after the bands. Shindig Night 2 is happening this Tuesday, October 27th, featuring Atlanteans, Owl Scowl, and Skyote. Cover is $5 at the door, and the show is 19+. Check out CITR on Facebook or on Twitter at CITR Shindig for all the details.
Good afternoon, everybody. You are tuned in now to Femme Concept here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver. My name is Eleanor, and today I am flying solo. Erica is off, gone off to Tofino, so you're stuck with me, but it's going to be a great show. In about 5 minutes, I'm going to be doing an interview with Alexa, who is one of the organizers of an event happening in Vancouver right now called Body Thoughts. So we're going to hear from her about that event and encourage you all to go check it out. And then I'm going to play some more music, as we always do, and talk about what's coming up this weekend and next week. So stay tuned in. While I get everything set up with Alexa, I'm going to play you one of my favorite songs that I'm listening to right now. It's by Beach House. It's off of their second album that came out this year, I guess. It's called Thank Your Lucky Stars. And this track is called All Your Yeahs. Enjoy.